There is trouble brewing in the aged care industry as the United Workers Union, who represent aged care workers in Queensland, South Australia and Western Australia, say that the recommendations of the Aged Care Commission have not been met and that workers will be meeting to decide on strike action across the three states. I asked UWU Aged Care Director Carolyn Smith to explain the extent of the industrial action planned.
Well, look, aged care workers are under incredible pressure at the moment. We know that the aged care system had some really big problems even before the pandemic. We had a Royal Commission that pointed out that aged care was understaffed and that workers weren't paid for the incredible skill and dedication that they show in their jobs. But obviously that's been amplified by the pandemic. The understaffing has got worse. We've seen facilities in lockdown, so families can't come in and visit. And that has just put incredible pressure on older Australians and on the people that care for them, the care workers that care for them.
So what are you seeking from the employers?
Well, aged care workers want three things, really. They want more staff. They want to be able to provide the quality care for older Australians that they think they deserve, the dignity and respect and quality care, you know, in their time when they're living in residential aged care. Aged care workers also want to be paid a decent wage. You're never going to be a millionaire working in aged care, but workers want to be able to get enough money that they can stay in the job that they really love. And the third thing they want is transparency of funding. They want that money to go to quality care, not to profits for a company that's running an aged care facility.
And so how can you ensure that that is going to be what's happening? Are you calling for some sort of overarching body that would watch over these things, a watchdog?
Look, one of the big things we can have is legally mandated staffing levels, so ratios. That would ensure that the money that's being paid to providers to provide care for older Australians actually goes to the care of those people. It's pretty shocking when you think that we have staffing ratios in hospitals, we have staffing ratios in childcare centres, but when we're talking about the care of probably the most vulnerable Australians, frail, elderly Australians, there is no legal requirement for a certain level of staff to care for them. So ensuring that we get that we get more staff and it's legally required staffing levels is incredibly important to aged care workers because really it's their hard work that's been holding up a broken system. And aged care workers tell really heartbreaking stories of, you know, not being able to give the sort of quality care that they want to give to, you know, perhaps not being able to shower people every day or stop and stay and feed them properly when they're having their meals or really just saying no all the time, every shift that they're on to the elderly residents. And they're sick of that. They want to do the job. They want to provide quality care.
And when is the strike action likely to take place?
Well, we have a couple more ballots and then we'll have eight of the largest providers across the three states that we're taking action. Union delegates will meet then, but I think it's likely there's certainly a real mood for action amongst workers.
What's the situation in New South Wales and Victoria, for example? Have they got similar problems there?
Look, there are absolutely similar problems in other states, but those three states are the states that United Workers Union represents aged care workers in, so that they're the three states that our members are organising industrial action in.
What will be the outcome that you are hoping to get? Is it going to be more staffing? And then if that's the case, where are the costs, you think, going to go? Who's going to be paying for it?
Well, look, I think, you know, people, aged care workers want to provide quality care and they know to do that. That they need more staff. So their claim is more staff, a decent living wage, and obviously ensuring that staff is legally mandated and required to be provided. That will cost money, but really this is about what our priorities are as a community. And I think as a community, I hope that our priority is caring for older Australians who really you know, have built this country, have gone to war, have gone to work, have paid their taxes, ensuring that they get quality care in their older years, I think is just part of being a decent society.
So I'm gathering that really you'd be quite happy if you got the recommendations from the Royal Commission.
Really, all that aged care workers want is the recommendations of the Royal Commission implemented. They don't think that that's too much to ask for. And why pay all that money for a Royal Commission and then ignore the recommendations?
UWU Aged Care Director Carolyn Smith speaking with me there. I'm Roderick Chambers, and you're listening to The Wire around Australia on the Community Radio Network.